Greetings, dear friends, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord. I want to speak to you today on a very important subject, but before we do that, let us bow in a word of prayer. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, and I ask you that you will really open our hearts and our understanding to the real meaning of faith, that we can be God pleasers, accomplishing the things that God wants us to accomplish in our lives here on earth. Lord Jesus, I pray that we will all be more sensitive to hearing and knowing your voice so that we can respond in faith and obedience to you. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Recently I have been challenged again from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, where it tells us, "But without faith it is impossible to please him," that's God, "for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Here we are clearly told that it takes faith for us to please God. And so I ask myself the question, what really then is faith? And the Bible meaning of faith is firm persuasion, the conviction from which is based upon hearing, not upon sight or knowledge, a firmly relying confidence in what we hear from God in his word and by his Holy Spirit. And so we see that it is important for us to be men and women who are believers in what God says, so that we can please him through our active faith. Active faith is really obedience. And I want to encourage you all to have a good look at Hebrews chapter 11, the whole chapter, because all the way through we are given examples of individual people who had faith, and through their faith they accomplished great things for God. And it's important that we are accomplishing great things for God in these days. Praise the Lord. In chapter 12 of Hebrews, verses 1 to 3, we read this: "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." Those great cloud of witnesses are those individuals that are recorded in Hebrews chapter 11 who were God pleasers through their faith. I remember some time ago God speaking to me and giving me these words, and he said this to me: "Every great man and woman in the Bible all started out as unknown nobodies until one event happened in the life of them all. They heard the voice of God and obeyed. That obedience was faith. They were putting into action what God had spoken to them so that they could be God pleasers." Hallelujah. Now, faith is a word that's very easy to say in that, but do we take time to stop and consider what does it really mean? Hebrews 12 2 tells us that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. There is no such thing as faith outside of Jesus Christ. He is the initiator, the author. He is the one who speaks into our hearts and spirits by his word, by the Holy Spirit, and we have to learn to recognize how and when God speaks to us so that we can then obey what he says to us and activate faith in our hearts and lives. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that is a present tense saying. God speaks today. We find here through faith that God is no respecter of persons, but whoever hears, believes, and obeys God will get the benefits of what it is to walk, to live by faith. God wants us to be God pleasers. He wants us to be men and women who demonstrate by our actions that we believe what he is saying to us. And that is faith. Hallelujah. We need to work on hearing what God is saying so that we can be totally committed to obeying what he asks of us. Faith pleases God. And as we listen to God and allow God to speak to us by whatever way he desires, we need to recognize that it is God and then respond by our actions, by obedience, which is our faith, and doing what God has asked us to do. Praise the Lord. When we walk and live by faith, we see God working in and through our lives in ways that we've never experienced before. And it's just amazing what he can do. Some years ago, God spoke to Jean and I and told us and asked us if we would lay down our salary position as pastors and to live totally by faith and to serve the Lord in the way he wanted us to. He said, I want you to live by faith and do not ask people to support you financially, and I will show you what I can do for you. Well, cutting a long story short, we obeyed and we have been absolutely amazed at how God has provided for us now for over 21 years. We are living a life where God provides our needs. We have no debts, no mortgages. We have a ministry, the Gospel Faith Messenger, that goes to many countries around the world and costs thousands of dollars per month to operate, yet every month, every bill is paid, and we have no debts. Praise the Lord. God has certainly proven himself that he is true to his word. And we have come to know that living the faith life, because God asked us to, is the best life of all. And we are amazed at what God has been able to do in and through our lives as we have trusted what he has said, believed him. In our living by faith, many times I have traveled overseas and not once have we had to cancel outgoing because the money did not come in. Praise the Lord. God said he would provide all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so, faith is the way that God wants us to serve him and to please him. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. And if we will listen to God and do what he asks us, then he too will give us experiences like we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. So I want to encourage you today, take time to stop and ask yourself the questions, am I really a person of faith? Am I really living to please God, or am I just presuming that I'm doing these things or what God wants to do for me? I tell you, God wants us to respond to his word, to what he tells us, and then we will be able to prove God beyond all shadow of a doubt that he is truly God and he watches over us his wonders to perform. So I thank you for listening today and pray that God will really help us all to rise up more and more in true Bible faith and be those who will seek to hear the voice of God more clearly so that we can obey God and step out and prove that this life of faith is greater than any other life that we will ever experience on earth. Remember, There is no faith outside of Jesus Christ. He is the author, the beginning and the finisher, the ending of faith. Anything outside of Jesus Christ is not faith. So God bless you all. Amen.